If you're a regular reader of Milwaukee Magazine, you might have noticed that the monthly publication has looked a bit different for the past couple of months. That's the result of some design changes that change the look and add to the content as well.
If you look at the masthead, that's the list of all the staff, you'll see that's a bit different as well, as Editor-in-Chief Carol Nixon has added a significant new title to her job. More on that in a moment, but first she tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke more about the design changes.
Well, you know, magazines, like anything else, they get stale. And it had been, I think, 3 years since our last redesign, which was a full redesign. And this is just a refresh. But so it was time to make some changes. And we had a couple of goals. First and foremost, you know, a lot of it comes down to fonts. And I think that, you know, there's a good Saturday Night Live skit in the conversations that art directors and editors can have about fonts, because, you know, until you start thinking about them and looking at them.
Right, serifs or no serifs.
Yes. I mean, but it becomes like wine tasting. It's like, I see this one as a little more casual, yet playful. And I'm like, no. I think that it is standoffish.
It's nothing worse than a standoffish font.
No, and that's what we were trying to get away from. We wanted sophisticated yet friendly. And we went with Canela. I don't know. That means nothing to anyone.
It's a lower fat font, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we have new fonts. But I don't think that your listeners will be that interested in that. what they might be more interested in is that we revamped some of the sections. So we kind of folded the culture section into a bigger section that opens the magazine and is called Navigator. And in addition to the usual cultural coverage, that will also contain some stories about city life.
And suburban life, too,
suburban
right?
Suburban life, yes, exactly. We're going to try to include the suburbs in our coverage on a more regular basis, a more regular attention to style. So be it a home tour this month, it's a tour of a boathouse that's particularly glamorous. But those are the main things that are different. So Navigator starts the magazine. It's it can be as long as 10 pages, and it encompasses a lot of aspects of city life and lifestyle.
Well, and I imagine some of the challenge here is what magazines are dealing with in general, having a design that keeps people paging through the magazine mm-hmm. for its entire shelf life, the month that it's current.
Exactly, yeah. And pacing, you know, as you bring up, is a big deal. And the front of the magazine will now have some spreads so that your eye has something a little bit more eye candy-like to linger on, and in addition to longer reads and this and that. But one of the things I'm most excited about is Insider, which used to start the magazine. It's now the second section. And Insider is our little bit more hard news section of the magazine. So we've added to the coverage that we already have run in Insider something called The Big Story. And that's sort of a deep dive into a local story that needs a little bit more analysis or just a little bit more attention.
To that end, there's also been a refresh to your title. You have been editor-in-chief for a while, but now you have added the title of publisher. And I guess what would be great is to have you talk a little bit about the role of a publisher in the context of a magazine. I mean, what do you do as the publisher versus as the editor-in-chief?
You know, it is so literally left brain, right brain. And I never forget which one's the creative and which one's the, you know, business. But whichever is which, being an editor is pretty creative. I mean, you have to be organized and you have to create a structure. But it's a creative endeavor. And being a publisher is being responsible for the business side of the magazine. And luckily, we promoted a sales rep, Natalie Blaze, to the role of sales manager, and so she shares a big portion of this job with me. But together, we are devising different revenue streams, and in the same way that as an editor, I try to be responsive to readers, as a publisher, Natalie and I work together to be responsive to advertisers and what their needs are. So that's basically the role.
the editorial side and the business side, in a lot of cases, don't always see eye to eye in places. Is it a complicated dynamic for you?
You know, that's an interesting question because if for anyone who's worked at a newspaper or magazine or even, you know, had any sort of exposure to that, there was always the expression church and state. That editorial was supposed to be free from the pressures of the business and also free from any sort of collusion of, you know, advertisers paying for coverage. And I think that sitting in both seats or taking on this dual role makes me even more able to make sure that things are separate and in keeping with the high standards that we've always held for the magazine. That said, I also am in a good position to, I think, understand both sides of it in a way that someone who's just in one role doesn't.
Do you have to go from working 40 hours a week to working 80?
Yes, something akin to that.
Oh, good.
I keep thinking, like, next month it's going to be better, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, Carol Nixon, best of luck to you in the dual role, and congratulations on the redesign.
Thank you very much.
Carol Nixon is Milwaukee Magazine's editor-in-chief and publisher.